local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Hi, howdy, how are you? Happy Sunday. It's a beautiful Sunday here in Bob Country. Just after 5 on a Sunday night means it's time for the Homegrown Show. And today we're hanging out with Clayton Ryan. Clayton, welcome to the Homegrown Show.
Thanks for having me here. This is super exciting.
Well, I'm happy to have you. You come highly recommended from somebody who I respect so much that, I mean, anything he tells me, I'm going for it. Thomas Stika, anybody who listens, we played one of your tunes. And immediately I was just like, that dude's got it. I want him on the show. Let's get in touch with Clayton Ryan.
Yeah, man, Stika's the man. I mean, he's recognizable everywhere, and his music's super good. And it's he's become a really good friend. It's been a real exciting.
Yeah, I've just been loving watching him gain all that traction. You know, I mean, he just kind of showed up out of nowhere. He came with Adam Brandt. That's how it's been working lately, is a guest on the Homegrown Show brings somebody, and then now they're part of my life, like, forever. So, and that just happened with you and Thomas. Adam brought in Thomas. Thomas brought in you. Who are you bringing in next time? Well, I guess you brought in a duo with you today.
I suppose I did. Yeah, I got the Mr. Isaac Levy and Ben V hanging out with me over here to my right. Two right-hand men.
And are you guys a package deal? I mean, I run into you guys together all the time.
You know what? I think it's turning out that way. It's looking like it more and more.
Yeah.
I love it. Last time we were hanging out was with Anderson Daniels at the Rough Start Rescue Sounds for Hounds.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Woof.
Good times. Yeah, woof indeed. Right. Helping out, you know, get those doggies some homes.
Exactly.
But I'm excited to have Clayton Ryan here. You guys were warming up in the Homegrown studio, getting ready, and I just loved what I was hearing. And I can't wait to dig into the music. You got you just had a show this last weekend. Let's talk a little bit about that. Well, you had a couple shows.
Yeah, absolutely. We it started on Thursday. I played at the Mall of America there in the Rotunda, and that I've never played a place with 5 different levels going on. And last time I was there, I was like four years old, so I can't imagine 4-year-old Clayton was there and thought, One day I'll be there. He probably was thinking, like, where can I go buy Legos or something like that.
Yeah, was the Build-A-Bear there then?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's Build Your Own Lincoln Log Set. No, it was fun. And then we had a show at the Bryant Lake Bowl in Uptown there, and we sold it out. It was my first ticketed show I've ever done, and we sold all the seats. It was super heartwarming. So many friends and new fans out there. And, I mean, the show was great. Stika opened up, so it was everything I could have asked for on that night.
But, man, yeah, selling out, just that alone must be a great feeling.
I mean, the cool thing about it, too, is that everything we did worked. And it was a super boots-on-the-ground effort with me and my manager, Alec Glovitz, at Coffee Break Entertainment. And we literally were stickering down, Uptown with posters, and we were handing out flyers, and we were doing Facebook ads. Like, it was old-school-style stuff, and it worked. It still works, man.
Well, and that anybody out there listening, take note, because that's how you do it. It is, you got to get your feet on the ground, boots on the ground, doing the work yourself. You can't just expect to hit the stage and for it to all work. Like, there's a little behind the scenes work that needs to happen.
Absolutely, and it all paid off.
That's very cool. Well, we're going to get into some music right now. Let's start the show off with one of your tunes called Better Man. Anything you want to tell us about this tune?
It's just a song about living the rest of your life better than you were before, and it was recorded up here in Minneapolis last summer at River Rock Recording with my buddy Gage Schmidt. And it's just, I'm very happy with how this turned out, and it's a great song, in my opinion.
Yeah, great song, great message. I identified with it. You know, I mean, I'm not perfect, I'm not great, but I'm just trying to be a better man than I was. You know,
I'm not
better than anyone else, just trying to be better than me.
Better than who you were.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is it now. It's called Better Man by Clayton Ryan. You can find it anywhere music is streaming, and you're going to hear it right now on the Homegrown Show. Total Country, Bob FM.
Making up time, feeling low, running high. My soul was headed southbound. I only made it through the night, chasing taillights and listening to the engine sound. In the still of the dark, I was searching my heart, wondering if I've been living right. And I still ain't sure, but the love that I've earned got me feeling that I won the fight, yeah. I'm not better than anyone, not anyone other than who I was. And I'm gonna be a better man, yes, a better man, the best I can, and the best is yet to come. It's yet to come. was heavy and my body was weary, held up by my bones and a dream. I was feeling mighty low, like a flower couldn't grow, with the sun beating down on me. Down, down a woman, pockets both empty, but stubborn like the day is long. It only made sense that these words in my head were telling me to push on. Best I can, and the best is yet to come. It's yet to come. Yeah, if I go, I'm going with you. Gonna open my soul, and you can come home.
Grown Show, Total Country, Bob FM. Man, that guy's got a voice.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
When did you start singing?
I started singing in high school, and there might be videos out there of me attempting to sing at the time. I was not a good singer. I wanted to be Kurt Cobain.
Okay, wasn't much of a singer either, and people loved him.
I guess I was doing it right.
Yeah, you were nailing it, probably.
No, I've been singing for a long time, and singing properly for probably about 6 months.
Really?
I was always wrecking my voice. I finally learned how to do it responsibly.
I think I'm still in that wrecking my voice phase. I should probably learn how to do it for real.
They tell you, or what it seems like, you see the rock stars. You're like, man, if I just drink a bunch of whiskey
right.
and like
cigarettes,
like it really makes the voice sound good. And I don't know if that's exactly the truth. It has not worked for me.
It seems to work for some of them and not for others. It's just life's not fair, and it's another one of those. Just evidence of that fact. But, Better Man, great tune. When did you write that one?
I wrote that one. It was kind of sitting in the back of my brain last year, at the beginning of 2023. And it was a very specific song at the time. I kind of hashed out a little differently towards the end of last year. And so it kind of had like a version one. That was version two you heard there. The other one was about going down to Denver and catching a flight there. So it was a little more specific. That one's a little more
general,
for everyone, yeah. Rather than just...
I love that part of songwriting, too, that songs sort of evolve as you're working on them. And, I mean, even when you record it or you go into the studio, you're basically just taking a snapshot of the song at that moment in time. And it may change and evolve and turn into a different thing. So that's really cool.
Yeah, we did a bunch of that with the record we've all three been working on. There's a lot of audibles pulled day of and retroactively, too. So it's been a super cool process to see how those started and where they're at now. And it's, for the most part... Everything came out the way that it was in my head when I went into this. And if it's not, it's better than how it was in my head.
And that's rare. I think that's the mark of working with a great producer and having good people around you, because it's hard to take that vision in your head and make it real.
Oh, absolutely. And I think most records I've done up until now, there's always been something I go back and listen and I think like, oh man, how did I miss that? Or I could have done this a whole lot better. That word would have been different. I think what makes this record different is I've played most of these songs for a while before we even recorded it versus before maybe I hadn't done that. So I've been able to try them out in live, real time, and see what works, what doesn't. And so I think we arrived at the session with the product ready and just a matter of, you know, shining the parts.
And so now, Isaac, are you producing that then? Just kind of engineering? So you are the producer?
Yeah.
Go ahead and pull that mic up. We can we'll hit the guitar later here.
Yeah, it's been about 50-50 between Clayton and I. It's been fun to help execute his ideas, and it's been a whole lot of fun.
And when did you guys link up? How did that happen?
Well, I should note that kind of the guy that got this all put together was Michael Shines up there. Like he wrangled the group together, and he heard I was trying to do this record, and he said, "Look, I know you got some ideas with where you want to go and how you want to do this, but trust me, go with this crew here at Rock House Productions and." Like the three of you will be just fine. And he was more than right. So, I mean, the credit, I'd say definitely for him setting the whole thing up and swaying me. And
that's another name that I hear all the time that I've not had on the show yet.
He'd be a good one. Maybe that's who I brought to the show today. Look at that. We're passing it on. Kindness, pass it on.
There's the next one.
That's how it works. Very cool. So you're still in the studio, still cutting songs?
Not really.
Okay.
We're pretty much finished. The only thing we're waiting on right now, and maybe she'll tune into this. It'll put a fire on. But my friend Julia DeGrazia down in Nashville is doing a verse on a full band version of No Return to Sender, which you played on the last show, and she played fiddle tracks on it. And we're just waiting for her to lay down that part of it. And I'm so stoked for her to join us on this album with that. And so that's kind of the last piece of the puzzle, and then we will be ready to send this thing off into the world by July 18th is the release date.
July 18th.
Yes.
And I saw you you had the pleasure of working with a choir.
We did, yeah. One of the tracks we'll play on the show here is called Evergreen, and it's a little bit more of like a modern country folk thing, and we wanted to get some textures that we didn't have on the album before. So there's not only the Minnesota Central Youth Choir is singing backgrounds on it, but we also have my buddy Ryan Little Eagle, who's a award-winning indigenous flute player, plays wooden flute on it, and it's a very ethereal woodsy tune.
And we're gonna get an acoustic version of it here in just a little bit.
Yeah, Isaac's gonna play the flute on it too.
I love it, Isaac. He's doing a double duty over there. All right, well, we're gonna get into some more music. This one is from another one of my favorites. You guys know the Hell Country Truckers.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff here. It's West Coast Turnaround. You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
I am a firm believer in making an honest buck. So for 20 years I have been climbing in this truck. My cargo is more precious than some coins or dollar bills. I'm hauling Sawrash whiskey from those old Kentucky hills. My first stop's in Cincinnati and it's off to the Midwest. I was born in Minnesota and those roads I like the best. They're thirsty down in Texas so I can't be moving slow. If I time it right I can beat the night catching old Del Watson show. Well, I've been hungry since 92 and my ass is getting sore. Smiling on their faces keep me coming back for more. As long as I'm in business, well, the fun never end. I drop a load on the West Coast, turn around and do it again. From Texas to the Rockies, now my head is getting sore. I may have had a little too much fun the night before. My gears keep a grinding, just a few more states to go. And I don't want to disappoint my friends in Idaho. Now my eyes are getting heavy, so I call up an old friend. Her name is Black Molly, and she wakes me up again. She keeps my heart a pumping, hell, she makes me feel alive. She has me doing cartwheels on the last leg of my drive. And I've been on mute since 92 and my ass is getting sore. But smiling on their faces keep me coming back for more. And as long as I'm in business, well, the fun will never end. I drop a load on the West Coast, turn around and do it again. On this buck, the way to go. but I don't claim a residence. This truck is all I know. I don't drive for money, and I hate to admit they pay me off in whiskey, and I just can't seem to quit. And I've been hauling hoops since 92, and my ass is getting sore. When payday rolls around, it keeps me coming back for more. As long as I'm in business, well, the fun will never end. I drop a load on the West Coast, turn around and do it again. Turn around and do it again.
Lindsay.
This is Jolene.
We are the Farmer's Daughters.
And you're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM. I was waiting for you to finish it.
Sorry.
We usually work so good together.
They picked me up just past 8 o'clock, headed east towards my grandpa's house. In a moment, all those memories of a childhood well spent came rushing back. He taught me how to grab a beer, introduced me to George Jones, made me a baseball fan. And the day they lowered him in that ground, I cried. Made me a man. I heard the sirens from miles away. No one could tell me the news. Man of steel, my daddy was to me. He wouldn't let those thugs change my view. Showed me how to swing a hammer, how to fall dust off and get back up and try again. As I watched him do the same thing, oh, I cried. Past 7 in the morning, blonde hair, blue eyes, and pissed off right away. Her smile was more beautiful than the sunrise, and she took my breath away. She shows me innocence and laughter, learning every four-letter word. Held her for the first time, oh, I cried. She makes me a man. She made me a man.
Hey, it's Tim Sigler. And you're listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Thinking about the day I met you, you tried to warn me, I wouldn't let you, I didn't care. I jumped in, no looking back. I didn't.
Man, I love that one from the Devin Worley Band, Leave Me Slow. You know, they dedicated that to me once at the State Fair. They played it for me. Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, it happened. They also dedicated a song to Neil Freeman, so I didn't feel quite as special, but still, it was pretty cool.
You're special to us, Brandon.
I love hearing that. I have a feeling that you're going to dedicate the live songs that you do to me in just a few minutes. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with some live action from Clayton Ryan. So keep your knob right here on Bob.
Listen up, Bob Country. I got some news for you. The Godfather's Pizza Crew's cooking up something special. It's the carryout caper. $4 off a large pizza when you mention you heard this ad on Bob. Just give the number 763-560-2667 a ring and make it snappy. This ain't just pizza. It's a flavor heist. Godfather's Pizza in Brooklyn Park. A pizza you can't refuse. 763-560-2667. Grab a slice, wise guy. Time to dig in.
Godfather's Pizza.
Do it.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exteriors Studios. Storm damage? Need a new roof, siding, or windows? Go to BarnhouseExteriors.com for your free no-obligation consultation.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hola, we're back on the Homegrown Show, brought to you by Playstead Companies, hanging out with Clayton Ryan, Isaac, and Bennett over in the Homegrown Studio, ready to rock out some live music. Give us a little preview. What are we going to hear here?
We just put this song out on Friday. It's called Wild Man, and it's a good old love song about how you find someone in your life that softens you right up, you know?
I don't know. I'm hoping to find out, though, at some point.
All right. All right.
I'm floating, I'm flying, I'm almost crying. You must be lying, it just can't be true. 'Cause it sure doesn't seem the right reality when a man like me has you. I was a wild man, and I still think that I am. I come running fast as I can when you're cold. I'm not much of a beast when you're loving on me. Maybe I'm not a wild man at all. Like home when you're gone, but I still grit my teeth, just fighting for my dream. But I'm living on when I'm back in your arms. I was a wild man, and I still think I am, but I come running fast as I can when you're gone. I'm not much of a beast when you're loving on me. Maybe I'm not a wild man at all. Maybe I'm not a wild man at all.
Come on, Isaac, let's hear it.
Yeah.
wildly now. Need you to pull the animal right out of me.
Clayton Ryan, Wild Man, live on the Homegrown Show. Dude, love those vocal runs. That's something I could never do. I'm such like a basic kind of, I'm happy when I can hit and sustain a note. If I could jump and cartwheel around it the way you do, I'd be doing it all the time.
Got to walk to run, my dude.
That's right. I'm working on it. Like I said, I'm still singing wrong. I'm blowing my voice out all the time. I got to learn how to do it right. I love that one, Wild Man. We're going to dedicate that to Strewman from the Four Outdoorsmen. He is the wild card.
Absolutely.
And
I
he's
can tell.
Here now roaming the building. He may jump. Is he in there now? You never know. Sometimes he's sneaking, hiding under the table.
Check the vents.
Check the vents. You never know with the Strewman. That was round one. I want more.
We do like right now. You want one?
I want one more right now.
Right now. All right. Let's do some. This one's coming out at some point. It's called Evergreen, and it's a. More of a modern country take. You know, everyone's liking Zach Bryan and Noah Kahan, and I think this would be my equivalent of something like that. So, got something for everyone.
It's a preview, a special homegrown. It's not even out yet.
No, not even out. And we already have the approval of all the ladies in the friend group. They love it. All the ladies love it. So we're good on this one.
Evergreen. Take it away, Clayton Ryan.
All right.
Don't worry about your keys, I'll take mine. We'll carry coffee mugs filled with sweet red wine. These houses look like toys in this neighborhood tonight. Like hollow shells with orange flowing mild. You like the porches wrapped all around. We can talk there for hours to the quiet cricket sound. I want a yard under stars, throw a blanket right on the ground. Maybe one day, but we'll pretend for now. We're young enough that we'll pretend for now. Cause we got time to make young and dumb mistakes. Cause our own slice of paradise can't wait. You're crazy to be free and crazy not to believe in the foolish heart of the wild. Of a 20-something dream. Honey, you can be my evergreen, yeah. Don't worry about the walls, they're fading gray. Leave those nails for the landlord with the rent he makes us pay. This little dark apartment's just a stop along the way. Story we can laugh about one day. We can tell it to our children one day. Cause we got time to make young and dumb mistakes. Cause our own slice of paradise can't wait. You're crazy to be free and crazy not to believe in the foolish heart of the wild. I wanna be the root of a 20-something dream. Honey, you can be my evergreen. Honey, you can be my evergreen, yeah. We can find our dirt, we can plant our seeds, water it well and dig up all the weeds. And when we're old and gray, without a dollar to our name, your love will build a palace just the same. Cause we got time to make young and dumb mistakes. Cause our own slice of paradise can't wait. You're crazy to be free, crazy not to believe in the foolish heart of the wild. I wanna be the root of a 20-something dream. Honey, you can be my evergreen. Honey, you can be my evergreen. Honey, you can be my, yeah.
Evergreen. Clayton Ryan live on the Homegrown Show. I brought it up with Stika when he was here, and we played No Return to Sender. You just got a way with writing lyrics and great lines all over the place.
Thank you.
I love like the Young and Dumb Mistakes, and there were a ton in Wild Man as well. Some people, you know, there's a difference between somebody who writes songs and somebody who is a songwriter, and I see you as a songwriter.
Thank you. Well, and I should also note that song, that's the only one on the album that it was co-wrote by me and my friend Sarah Grace Manning down in Nashville, and she's an awesome songwriter and is starting to run a lot of the cool stuff down there for new songwriters, and so that's the first song that honestly all I've ever put out that was a co-write that's one of my songs, so it's super special.
I love it. That's awesome. I mean, obviously another extremely talented person that you have crossed paths with and teamed up with. And that's part of the deal. You know, I mean, you can only go so far on your own. You start bringing in people that can take you to new heights, and that's what it's all about. So,
well, and as I'll say, and I'll say it until I die, but you start meeting really cool people when you start being a really kind person.
Yeah.
And that's how I've come across all these folks, and I'll say it over and over again.
Well, and I mean, it comes off of you. I get that sense from you. And it's same with, like, Thomas. That's why he just won me over immediately. You just come off as a very likable, genuine person, and that's sadly rare these days. I mean, look, you got Isaac and Bennett right here. Neither of them do it.
No. We're bad.
They're bad.
Trust me. We are trying our best right now to behave. This is torture.
You guys are killing it. You're doing a very good job. I know how hard it can be in front of those mics, keeping it cool. So thank you so much for being on your best behavior.
Yeah, well, just wait till we get to Bob after dark.
That's right. You know, I'm actually planning on doing like a companion podcast deal where it would be like an unfiltered sort of uncensored, all anything goes kind of podcast version of this show.
All right, we're all good for that.
Just sign us up for that. Right
there you go. Done. Already. Done and done. Well, we're going to get into some more music. It's time for tonight's Studio A Single Spotlight. A gentleman who is now, I believe, kicking around in Nashville. It's Graham Bramlett. You guys familiar with Graham Bramlett at all? He's another one that has written some of, like, literally my favorite songs. This one in particular is called Two Pennies. Check it out. Let me know what you think. You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
And now, it's time for The Homegrown Show's Studio A Single Spotlight.
Bikes laid down in
Graham Bramlett with a little help from Sarah Morris. I liked we were talking a bit off the air, and we've decided that Graham Bramlett sounds like it should be a brand of whiskey, maybe bourbon. I'll take a Graham Bramlett on the rocks.
Yeah, did you hear they have the Graham Bramlett single cask over at the
oh, man, store? It's got, like, within those oak barrels, it's so delicious.
Yeah. Crazy. They bring it in by train?
Yeah, Graham Bramlett. Well, what's a Clayton Ryan? If you had your own drink, what would it be?
Just rye whiskey.
Rye straight up?
Rye whiskey and stoically staring into the sun.
And what's an Isaac Levy?
What do you? Oh, man. Tito's and Sprite Zero.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's true. Or Baja Blast.
Yeah, Baja Blast Zero. You go through the Taco Bell drive-thru, get a Baja Blast Zero, put some Tito's in it. That's that was Clayton and I on St. Patrick's Day. It was
there you go.
Not my proudest moment.
No, but still, it sounds good. And yeah. Bennett, what do you got?
I'm a big old-fashioned guy.
There you go.
Yeah, so...
Very cool. Well, that was the game show portion of and you all won.
Wow, that's crazy.
Boom.
I'm a winner.
I didn't see that happening. I'm going to have to come up with some sort of a tiebreaker. I'm going to play Hitchville Fly, and I'm going to see if I can figure out how to way to come up with a winner, because we need a winner tonight. Right now, the points are in Clayton. He's in the lead, but we'll be right back after Hitchville.
We've danced around this fire now. Got to find the words somehow to say what I believe.
Let's crank it up a notch or two, 'cause we both know that me and you weren't made for this gravity.
Turn on the key, foot on the gas, hand on the wheel, don't look back. Let's go, let's ride. Fought these feelings way too long, let's get gone and leave the past behind. Talked us off that ledge before we used to run.
We could overthink this thing, or maybe we could spread our wings and soar and kiss the sun.
Turn on the key, foot on the gas, hand on the wheel, don't look back. Let's go, let's ride. Fought these feelings way too long, let's get going.
Hitchville Fly on Total Country Bob FM. We are hanging out with Clayton Ryan and the boys. So thanks so much for being here tonight. I'm glad that I'm sad that I missed your show, but I'm glad I got my own little private performance right here in the Homegrown studio.
Absolutely. It was good to be here and take the two guys that helped make this happen to do it again live.
Well, what do you got coming up for shows?
Yeah, the next thing we got coming up is April 27th at 7th Street Entry with Kanan Cox, and I'm super stoked for that. And it's going to be a duo. Me and my friend Rachel are opening up. And then after that, I'm in May playing the Paramount Theater a couple times, most notable one being with these guys and Michael Shine's new band, The Long Road Home?
Long Way Home.
I always say that, The Long Way Home.
The Long Way Home.
So close. Road or Way, The Long... Long way home.
The long something home.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Long Home. Yeah, we're playing on May 24th. It's a Friday.
Sir. Very cool. Paramount I love Theater. Those theater shows, and then playing 7th Street Entry. I mean, that's a legendary venue.
It's been super quick to be able to just get into some of these cool places and be able to share music, man. I'm blessed.
Yes, you are. We all are, really, here in this community that we have. I mean, Bennett and Isaac, you guys aren't short for work at all.
No.
Oh, man.
So in addition to Clayton Ryan and Anderson Daniels and stuff, what else are you working on, Isaac?
Well, right now, Bennett and I, in stage and on studio, working with a bunch of people. This summer, we're touring with an artist named Chase Bryant. What else are we doing? We're playing with Chris Cruzy from The Voice.
I got one of his coming up.
Cool, man. Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Playing with Chris, and then in the studio, working with Anderson Daniels. Yeah. We're working with Adam Brandt, a little bit of Thomas Stika. It's been a lot of fun.
That's good. Like I said, yeah, no shortage of work there for you. But if people did want to get in touch and maybe link up and just kind of network a little bit, how can they get a hold of you guys?
I mean, definitely Instagram seems to be the way everyone's been doing it. You know, I'm just Clayton Ryan, Clayton R.C. Ryan, I think, is everything. I finally got ClaytonRyan.com after years of someone else having it. So we're, nice. I am the one.
You're the Clayton Ryan. ClaytonRyan.com.
It's only me. Clayton Ryan. Yeah, there's no others, man. Just me.
Very cool. And all those show dates and stuff are there on the website.
Yep, I keep it pretty up to date on all the socials. It's all there, man. It's everyone knows how to use the internet these days. Yeah. Go find it.
And I dig your Instagram. Like, it's fun kind of watching. You get a lot of studio action, things like just random wildness going on. But
the good, the bad, the funny, yeah.
Yeah, it's all there under the Instagram. So check that out for sure. All right, so I'm going to go into, I think we got time for all these. Let's hit a little Anderson Daniels, a little Chris Cruzy, and a little Thomas Stika. What do you think?
Let's do it all.
All three, man.
We're going to start it off with Anderson Daniels, Cutting Down, Building Up. It's the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
I guess it takes enough to pave that road. Looks like it's finally got somewhere to go now. You know they build that highway, it runs right through. It takes all the little kids to school with three other towns. And I hear they don't even let them kids outside no more. Just sit them up with an iPad from nine to four. They gone away the life I love, and back when I was growing up, you throw your football to answers. This town ain't quite like what it was. They're chasing that dollar like it's never enough, trying to make something out of nothing but. They're gone away with the life I love since they're cutting down and building up. Got bought out by a businessman trying to set up houses with a new shopping mall. And that old field used to be my favorite part about the drive home. But now, like every good thing, man, it's long gone. They're gone away with a life I love. Back when I was growing up, no throwing your football to hand touch. This town ain't quite like what it was. They're chasing that dollar like it's never enough, trying to make something out of nothing much. They've gone away with the life I love since you're cutting down. Back when I was growing up, no throw your football to hand touch. This town ain't quite like what it was. When they're chasing that dollar like it's never enough, trying to
takes enough to finally pave that road. Looks like it's finally got somewhere to go. Beer popping on the top of a drop tailgate, and somewhere there's a boy and a girl on a dock watching the sunset fade. Trucks in the mud, boats in the water, days get longer, nights get hotter. It's what these dark day memories are made of. A summer love, summer dreams, summer sun, summer breeze, summer sticking around, summer leaving town, trading pies. Our palm trees. This time of year, we all sing along to a summer song. Somewhere on the beach, there's some northern girls getting oiled up in copper tone. And somewhere on a creek, there's some southern boys got a little Hank Jr. on. Guitars strumming, bonfires crackling, Bacardi roaming, golf wings. It never seems to last quite long enough. Summer love, summer dreams, summer sun, summer breeze. Summer sticking around, summer leaving town, trading pines for tall palm trees. This time of year, we all sing along to a summer song. Summer ones that we all know, that year after year we all sing along. Summer love, summer dreams, summer sun, summer breeze. Summer sticking around, summer leaving town, trading pines for tall palm trees. This time of year we all sing along to a summer song.
Cruzy on the Homegrown Show, Total Country Bob FM. Yes, summer, it's coming. I felt it today that it is right around the corner. It's going to be here before you know it.
Absolutely. It's been super nice. I moved here and everyone said, why are you moving to Minnesota in the wintertime? And it was
the nicest winter we've ever had.
Y'all are welcome. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think I shoveled once. So yeah, it's a pretty good winter.
Same.
Insane. Well, Strewman from the Four Outdoorsmen was just in here talking to the boys about Chris Cruzy. If you don't know, Strew loves him some Chris Cruzy. So we got to make sure to give Chris a shout out. Let him know that Strew says hi. All right. So Bennett, Isaac, that's on you.
Perfect.
Right.
We're on it.
Pass that message right along. We're going to take our last quick break here and come back to close things out with Clayton Ryan and the song Ghost Town, which, as far as I know, is not even available yet.
Yeah, this is the album's coming out on July 18th, and this is the title track off the album. And it's just some good old-fashioned hollering heartbreak song. Like, that's one of the best, my favorite things I've ever written, I think.
We're going to get to it right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Listen to Total Country Bob FM anytime, anywhere, online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt and Concrete. Go to aurora-asphalt.com for a free, quick estimate.
Spring is right around the corner, and you just remembered your trailer needs to be serviced before the season starts. Crystal Welding has you covered. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time too small because we do it all.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Total Country Bob FM.
The Homegrown Show is pretty much over. An hour just flies by. Clayton Ryan, thank you so much for being here.
It's been super cool being here.
I love your stuff. I love what you got going on. Let's remind people where they can find you online.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm on everything. It's Clayton RC Ryan or Clayton Ryan Music, if that doesn't pop up. Got the website. I mean, TikTok, Instagram is the best place to see the shenanigans of a tall, twangy country singer in Minnesota.
Tall is not a joke. I mean, that's when you stepped out of that car in the parking lot, I was like, oh my, that is a tall gentleman. I
had to unfold myself a little
bit. You did a little bit. So Wild Man streaming now. You can find that on all the streaming services. New music coming out. Isaac Bennett, what do you got going on?
Man, just
summer full of shows. You know, festival season is almost here.
And oh, yeah, can't wait. Great. Very good. Well, boys, thanks again so much. We'll do it again for sure.
Absolutely. We'll touch base in a couple months.
Absolutely. When the new record's ready to come out, let's do
goes.
It.
Yeah, let's
Heck
do
yeah.
It.
Awesome. Well, we're going to close things out with Ghost Town. It is the title track off the upcoming album. And you got the Four Outdoorsmen coming up next, so keep your knob right here on Bob. We will catch you next week on the Homegrown Show with Megan and the Bird Watcher. Until then, peace.
It's a long drive home and time moves slow, thinking what I've done. A hard goodbye and even harder cry when I told you had enough. And I'm acting real tough till I see the lights of that city where long ago we gave it a try. I'm here all alone, goddammit, I shouldn't have come. Thinking it's probably best that I sell my handgun. Never thought I'd be back in this ghost town. A dead man walking on the cold ground. These memories will send me to my grave. Like a new sign hung up on the good times. Names spelled out on every street sign. I'm haunted by better long gone days. There ain't no stuck in this ghost town. I'm staying away from that old cafe where I first gave you my heart. I can't walk by that corner dive where I let you in at darts. And I think of you and everything I see. Red wine, redwood trees. The very air I breathe tastes like your kiss. Taking you back seems better than living my life like this. Never thought I'd be back in this ghost town. A dead man walking on the cold ground. These memories will send me to my grave. Like a new sign hung up on the good time. Name spelled out on every street sign. I'm haunted by better long gone days. There ain't no love left in this place. I'm stuck in this ghost town. Ooh.
Never thought I'd be back in this ghost town. Dead man walking on the cold ground. These memories will send me to my grave. Like a noose, I'm hung up on the good times. Names spilled out on every street sign. I'm haunted by better, long gone days. There ain't no love.